Kathy and Pat, I'm glad you're back. You know, God works in mysterious ways, and not at your expense. Perhaps it was a way for us as a community, and it was a loving community, to really be as we should be, and that is to offer help for those. If we could just do that, if we could just do one little, it's like a little spoke on a bicycle, just one person in a small community, and that begins to expand into the larger community and into the world. So thank you for the opportunity. And yes, I'll be available to pack. Seems like I've just done that. This is an ancient Gaelic blessing. It's called Deep Peace. And deep peace can be for ourselves if we are having turmoil. Deep peace can be a prayer for others who are in a strange place, in an uncomfortable place. And the blessing, again, it's an ancient Gaelic blessing, and how they've just used the images that are so familiar to us and that do really make you feel at peace.
Gentle night to you, moon and stars. Thank you, Bonnie. That was so beautiful. I'm always moved when you sing. We're so blessed to have you here. And now we come to our speaker, our very own Reverend Connie Beth Grady.
Good morning. I don't know how anyone in this room could not be in peace after that. What a beautiful experience. It was like floating down the river. It was just wonderful. Thinking of peace, I saw something placed on the internet. I'd seen it before by the Dalai Lama. Prayer does not bring peace. Man must create peace. That's something to really think about. We sometimes in our old background think that prayer changes things. Prayer does not change things if we don't change. Because what we are on the inside is our true prayer of who we are and what we emanate out into the world. And before anything out there around us can find peace, we have to find peace on the inside first. In class on Wednesday night, we were told about the heart-mind, the door of the heart, the heart-mind, and not the physical mind. In other words, the mind of God, the higher consciousness, that higher self, that real self, if you would want to talk about your real self. And about, if you want to know what the real self is, I know we all know what the lower self is. The lower self, or the lower mind, demands attention, has that victimization attitude, can't or won't do things, boasts about self, or thinks that we're superior than anybody else. And yet the higher mind speaks about humility, about quietness, interested more in others than what's going on in your own life, and just naturally has the ability and wants to give in service, wants to give in love, even in the face of adversity. That's what the higher mind will do. You know, we were told to journal, and at the top of the page to put inner wisdom. And under inner wisdom, we were to listen to the voice of our heart. Not the voice of the human mind, because it will play tricks on you. Not the voice of that lower mind who can tell you it's not worth it. You can't do that. But to listen beyond the ego to what your heart is telling you. And thinking about things like this, and thinking about growing, and thinking about life as we know it, Little Evening Star used to tell us, through discontents do you grow. And if you really listen and you've lived a lot, you begin to understand that. Because through our discontents and living through the discontents of the lower mind, I've got to say again, that anguish of nothing ever working out for us because we don't understand the law and we don't understand that we're more than our lower selves. Through those anguishes, do we cry out for something more? And I don't think there's any of us who've had an anguish or have had a discontent or have had a tragedy in your life that eventually cried out something to something or someone beyond ourselves. And that's when the beauty of life begins to happen. We must realize that when we look at nature, it also has a gift of teaching us about life. We know that only the coal under great pressure can create the diamonds that everybody thinks is so beautiful. And only the sand in the oyster that makes that scar tissue creates the opal, the pearl. excuse me, the pearl. So these are things in life as we grow metaphysically and we begin to put our physical self aside so that we can begin to understand and begin to know who we really, truly are. We're not this physical body. We're not our discontents. We're not those things that we boast about. But what we truly are what we goes on in our mind and our heart. And when you listen to what you're thinking with your earth mind, and if you listen to what your emotions are telling you, it can tell you a lot about where you are on the spiritual path. Metaphysically, we understand that we're more than those negative things. And when we begin to think beautiful thoughts, and we begin to see beautiful things, and we begin to set and begin to listen to who we really are, and to become friends with yourself. Most of us are too busy. We're too busy doing laundry. We're too busy cleaning the house. We're too busy running here and there to get quiet, to listen, to discover who we are. Because it's our lower self or our ego self wants us to be there, to do anything, to go here, to go there, to do anything but find out who we really, truly are. In those quiet times of just sitting quiet, listen to the silence. Listen to the words that begin to come into your consciousness as you're sitting there, kind of just floating on the possibilities of life, of floating into what your life could be if you could let go of those fears and those worries about yourself. Spirit used to tell us that each thought we think is truly a prayer. And if you understand metaphysical law, then you understand that. Because each thing we put out comes back to us. So it's very important that if we want things to change in our life, then we have to change what's on the inside of us. Most of us don't realize we're creators with God. And each thought and each emotion works with God power, positive or negative. The law, God energy, is no respecter of a person. God energy is neutral. It puts into force what we command it to do by our thinking. So, if we can let go of those earthly concerns and start thinking with our God mind and start listening to the wisdom that has already been placed within you, that you came to this lifetime with, that gift that smiled when you were held in your mother's arms, that gift and contentment at that time, until we outgrew that and became aware of physical disabilities, of cold and hunger, and you don't get your own way. Some of those things, and we begin to a pattern of rebelling, and we begin a pattern of, oh, I know she can understand, but I can't. Let me tell you something. Let those thoughts go. Let those thoughts be washed away so that you can listen with the mysteries of life that God has planted in your heart center for you. And I'm going to tell you something. Nobody else can tell you what that is. Nobody else can find that for you but you. nobody can discover that my power can't do it, but that holy grail within that contains the power of that God essence is what brings that inner wisdom to us wherever we are in life. There's something that people are always looking out there, aren't we? At someone else or something else. Somebody else always did it, so I can't have a happy life. I made a bad decision, so I have to be stuck in this forever. That again, every person has a right to have a happy quality of life. And I believe in this day and age, it's time for us to stop looking out there so we can discover the mysteries and the gold and the wisdom and the diamond and the pearls that are already there within ourselves. Spirit used to tell us, let no other person's actions but our own offend us. Let no other person's action, and you know how difficult that is? Do you know how really difficult it is to live in the spiritual mind, in the spiritual heart, in the heart of love? It's only difficult because our ego doesn't want us to do it. We've become so habitual at, if it weren't for this, if it weren't for that, I could have this. If this person hadn't died, I could have had a big inheritance. That's true in my lifetime. Because my brother died 4 days before someone was leaving him hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I was in my brother's will. You know, it must not have been his. It must not have been mine. So you go on with life, and when you can understand by listening to those inner voices and that inner light that has sound, that has intelligence, that has peace, that has love, that gives direction, then and you listen to it and you abide by it, then you can soon understand that no matter where you are, no matter what you do, you're taken care of because you're living in the light, because you're listening to the inner wisdom, because you're opening again those faculties that man on earth long ago used before we were brainwashed and controlled. And before we started having television and electronic games and all these things that take us away from who we are. Life can be beautiful. Life can be full of ideas. Because those ideas can come on the screen of your mind. Sometimes we act on them. Sometimes we don't act on them. It's up to us, without guilt or shame. If that idea is not attracted to you, another idea will come. Listen, look, decide. But there was never anyone ever have a successful life that didn't go out on a limb of faith, period. And when you can walk out on that limb of faith, and knowing that that God energy is not going to let you down, that's when you know and it turns into a knowledge and not a belief. That's when, no matter what anybody else does out there, you have that peace profound within yourself of knowing that life is sweet. And if I don't have the sweetness of peace, it's something I've done wrong. It's not what anybody else has done. It's for a moment I've looked in the wrong direction. There's a song, "There comes to my heart a sweet peace, a glad and a joyous refrain." I'm skipping through the words because it's all I can remember. "Sweet peace, the gift of God's love." That truly is the gift of God's love, is that sweet peace that you can find only within yourself. That sweet peace that's like a honey nectar that allows you to sweeten up not only your mind, but your body. Because as we think in our hearts, so we become. So, it's time. The essence is here. To find peace within. To manifest that peace without, with your universe out and around about you. You can't do it for anyone else. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. We have to find it individually. We have to find that contentment individually. It's not like the countries fighting for a strip of land. You know, we look and we think, how can they be there? Haven't we, as human beings on the earth plane, outgrown that? Well, you know, maybe not everybody has. But before anybody can change out there, we have to change within ourselves. And we have to be the lights that lead someone else who is asking, who is contemplating, where is peace? Where is that love? It's never out there. It's never out there. It's always within. God bless you all.